الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله الحمد لله وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. الحمد لله الواحد الأحد الفرد الصمد الذي لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد ولم يتخذ صاحبة ولا ولدا. وأحمده وأستعينه وأستهديه وأشكره، وصلى الله على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد قرة أعيننا من بعثه الله رحمة للعالمين، هاديا ومبشرا ونذيرا وداعيا إلى الله بإذنه سراجا وهاجا منيرا. فهدى الله به الأمة وكشف به عنها الغمة وبلغ الأمانة وبلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة، فجزاه الله عنا خير ما جزى نبيا من أنبيائه. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده الملك الحق المبين، وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله، صلوات ربي وسلامه عليه وعلى آله وصحبه الطيبين الطاهرين. أما بعد عباد الله، فإني أوصي نفسي وإياكم بتقوى الله العلي العظيم. يقول الله تعالى في القرآن الكريم: إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر، ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر، تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر، سلام هي حتى مطلع الفجر. ها قد دخلنا بحمد الله في العشر الأواخر من شهر رمضان المبارك، وما يحمل معه من فضائل وبركات. نعد أيامه المباركة، وقد كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يجد في العشر الأواخر بالاعتكاف في المسجد وقيام الليل. Here we are in the last 10 days of Ramadan, in the blessed days, the special days in which our Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم used to exert extra effort. He used to put extra effort in the last 10 days by doing i'tikaf in the masjid and qiyamul layl, praying the night prayers, the optional night prayers. And Allah Ta'ala made Ramadan a very special month, as in Ramadan Allah Ta'ala revealed Al-Quran on Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And in Ramadan, Allah Ta'ala revealed the real Injil, the true Injil Bible. And in Ramadan, Allah Ta'ala revealed the true Torah on Musa alayhi salam. As narrated in the hadith narrated by Imam Ahmad, he said, أُنزِلَتِ التَّوْرَاتُ لِسِتٍ مَضَيْنَ مِنْ رَمَضَانِ وَأُنزِلَ الْإِنْجِيلُ لثلاث عشرة خلت من رمضان وأنزل الفرقان لأربع وعشرين خلت من رمضان. This hadith means that At-Tawrah was revealed after 6 days had passed from Ramadan, and the Injil was revealed after 13 days had passed from Ramadan, and the Quran was revealed on the 24th of Ramadan. So we know that the Quran, the Torah, and the Injil were revealed in the month of Ramadan. So this indicates how of a special month it is. وفي شهر رمضان ليلة خير من ألف شهر. And in that month there is a night that is better than 1,000 nights. خير من ألف شهر. What does that mean? أي العمل فيها بطاعة الله تعالى خير من 1000 شهر، يكون خيرا من العمل في غيرها من 1000 شهر. This means that doing ibadah in on that night, the night of Al-Qadr, is better than doing ibadah in 1,000 months that does not have Laylatul Qadr in it. That one night, doing ibadah in it, is better than doing ibadah in 1,000 nights. So that indicates how much the reward multiplies on Laylatul Qadr. And that is why Laylatul Qadr is not specified in Ramadan. We don't know exactly which night it will be. That way we Muslims exert and put efforts every day and every night, hoping that one of those nights that I'm putting effort in would be Laylatul Qadr, so I can get that special reward in it. في ليلة القدر أمر جبريل عليه السلام أن يأخذ من اللوح المحفوظ القرآن الكريم ونزل به دفعة واحدة إلى بيت العزة. In that same night, on the night of Al-Qadr, we said Al-Quran was revealed, right? And we said it was the 24th night of Ramadan. What does that mean? It means Jibreel عليه السلام, Allah ordered him to copy Al-Quran, to bring it down from Al-Lawh al-Mahfuz, the preserved tablet, because Al-Lawh al-Mahfuz has everything written in it until Judgment Day, including the holy books, the true holy books. So Jibreel was ordered to take it, to copy it from Al-Lawh al-Mahfuz at once and bring it down to a place called Baytul Izzah, which is a place in the first sky. And then from there, he started to bring it, reveal it down to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in different occasions and in ayat. Within the time of 23 years, the entire Quran was revealed. So first, Jibreel copied it down from Al-Lawh al-Mahfuz, all of it at once on the 24th night of Ramadan. Then after that, Jibreel alayhi salam used to come down to Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. It started off in Ghari Hira, where the first ayah that was revealed was Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq. And then in different occasions Jibreel would come down again and reveal different verses until the whole Quran was revealed within 23 years. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam recited it to the Sahaba, who wrote it down, and they compiled it into the book that we have nowadays. Alhamdulillah. As for the order of the Quran that you see today, you open it, what do you start with? Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Alhamdu, Suratul Fatiha. And we know it was first, the first ayah was Iqra. But the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ordered the Sahaba to organize the Quran in the way it is organized right now in the Mus'haf known as Mus'haf Uthman, which is the way the order by Al-Fatiha, then Surah Al-Baqarah, and the last surah is Surah Al-Nas. That's how our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam taught them to do, and he taught them how to recite it as the Muslim Qari' recite it nowadays with the different recitations. All of that was acquired from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So you cannot invent a new recitation on your own. Even reading Quran must be acquired from a qari. And if you don't, and you make mistakes while reading, you are not excused. It is haram. If you read the Quran and make mistakes by breaking letters, changing meanings, and even if you didn't change meanings, you changed the pronunciation, it is haram. You have to go to a qari'. That's why when the qari' first teaches, he will read to you and then you repeat after him, and he will correct you as you go. That's the way it should be. So Al-Quran Al-Karim was revealed in that special night, the blessed night of Al-Qadr. As Allah Ta'ala said in another ayah, Inna anzalnahu fi laylatin mubarakah. إِنَّا كُنَّا مُنذِرِينَ. It is about the Quran. إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةٍ مُبَارَكَةٍ. We revealed it in a blessed night. And that night is Laylatul Qadr. It is not the night of the mid of Sha'ban. The mid of Sha'ban is a special night. But this ayah is talking about Laylatul Qadr. Some people misunderstand it because they read and they want to make their own tafsir. That's not the way the students of knowledge are. You follow the tafsir of the great scholars of Ahlus Sunnati wal Jama'ah. And it is the same night that Allah Ta'ala mentioned in another ayah, فِيهَا يُفْرَقُ كُلُّ أَمْرٍ حَكِيمٍ. فيها يفرق كل أمر حكيم أي في ليلة القدر يطلع الله تعالى ملائكته الكرام على أخبار السنة القابلة. So this other verse, فيها يفرق كل أمر حكيم. It means in that night Allah تعالى gives the knowledge to the angels, reveals to the angels the upcoming events in that upcoming year. The angels, they don't know everything. They don't know the ghaib. Only what Allah gives them. So on Laylatul Qadr, it is known to the angels. They will find out what Allah Ta'ala will to happen the upcoming year. From things, from different events. Who will die? Who will live? Who will be born? Who will be happy? Who will be poor? Who will be miserable? Who will be sick? All of these things will be given, revealed to the angels on Laylatul Qadr. May Allah Ta'ala have mercy upon us and make us among the winners in this dunya and the akhirah. يقول الله تبارك وتعالى إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ. This ayah, it means Al-Quran was revealed on the night of Al-Qadr. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ. And this is an indication of how great Laylatul Qadr is. أي هي ليلة عظيمة الشأن لا تكون إلا في شهر رمضان. It will not occur except in Ramadan. Laylatul Qadr cannot be except in Ramadan, in any night of Ramadan. It is not necessary that Laylatul Qadr is on the 27th night. It is not necessary. It could be the 27th and it could be any other night. And it is not necessary that it would be on the 29th of Ramadan. It's not necessary. Because as we said, what is the proof? Because it's common among people that the 27th of Ramadan is Laylatul Qadr. It became a habit. That is because it may occur mostly on the 27th or the 29th. But in reality, it could be any night. Could be the first night of Ramadan. Could be the last night. It could be the 27th or the 29th. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, observe it in the last 10 days of Ramadan. That's what it means. It means mostly Laylatul Qadr will appear in the last 10 days. How do we know this? As mentioned in the hadith, and also in the hadith that I mentioned previously, Al-Quran was revealed on the 24th night of Ramadan, which was Laylatul Qadr, fi Laylatin Mubaraka, as I mentioned from the other ayah. And the third ayah, they all make tafsir that it was Laylatul Qadr. And that Laylatul Qadr was the 24th of Ramadan. But usually, as I said, it appears in the last 10 days of Ramadan. That Laylatul Qadr is a very special night. Let me tell you a little bit about it. But again, since we are in the last 10 days of Ramadan, let's put the effort to make ibadah and extra worship, extra good deeds, so that we may do that ibadah during that night. فليأتي الإنسان من أراد إحياء ليلة القدر فليتهيأ بالطاعة على النحو الذي أمر الله تعالى. يحييها بأيش؟ بذكر الله، بالاستغفار، بالتطوع، صلاة التطوع، يحييها بتلاوة القرآن، This is what you spend your the night of Al-Qadr in, or the last 10 days of Ramadan, by making extra dhikr, by performing all the obligations and doing extra, doing some optional good deeds, by reciting Al-Quran, by doing a lot of istighfar, yani saying astaghfirullah hundreds of times, not just astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, and then that's it. Hundreds of times, that's extra. And do as much as you can from the optional prayers. That is only if you don't have qada. Because qada prayer has a priority over sunnah, nafil. So if you had qada from previous years, when you were accountable, mukallaf, and baligh, and you did not perform certain prayers of the five obligatory prayers, that means you have qada. You count them. How many years of qada do I have? You must make them up. Qada is an obligation, is a farida, but nafil is sunnah. If you don't do the nafil, you have an excuse because you're busy doing qada. Okay? So if you want to pray and be obedient to Allah and do good deeds, but you have qada, then do the qada. Allah Ta'ala will reward you for doing qada. But if you leave the qada, the obligations, to do the optionals, then you are bluffed, you are deceiving yourself, you're fooling yourself. You're leaving the more important to the nafil, which is good, but only after you perform your obligations. فَقَدْ قَالَ الْعُلَمَاءُ, as the scholars said, مَنْ شَغَلَهُ الْفَرْضُ عَنِ النَّفْلِ فَهُوَ مَعْذُورٌ وَمَنْ شَغَلَهُ النَّفْلُ عَنِ الْفَرْضِ فَهُوَ مَغْرُورٌ. The one who got busy, who was occupied by doing his farida, fard, obligations, including qada, يعني, over the nafil, so he didn't do the nafil, the sunnahs, because he's doing the obligations, then he is ma'zoor. He has an excuse. What's his excuse? He's doing the farida, his qada, for example. وَمَنْ شَغَلَهُ النَّفْلُ عَنِ الْفَرْضِ فَهُوَ مَغْرُورٌ. But the one who got busy doing the nafil, leaving the obligations, they said he is maghroor, deceived, he is bluffed, he thinks he's doing something good. He needs to do the obligations first. Now, if you happen to see Laylatul Qadr, what do you say? Which dua do you say? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the teacher. He is our muallim. And those who learned from him are the true teachers to take from. And that is the path of knowledge, the path of the awliya and the ulama. That's the correct path. And you follow that path and stick to it. If you're alim, if you're a scholar, or your teacher who took that knowledge from a great scholar whose knowledge goes back all the way to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then you follow that these teachings. You don't rely on the internet, on messages that you get from by email or other means. Rather, you rely on the authentic way of acquiring the knowledge. In this case, there is a dua in Laylatul Qadr. The Prophet himself, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, mentioned to Aisha radiallahu anha that if you see Laylatul Qadr, he said to her to say, قولي اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عني. اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عني. This is the dua that he taught her to say. Oh Allah, you are very forgiving and you love forgiveness. I ask you to forgive me, to pardon me, to forgive my sins that I have done. وكيف يعرف الشخص أنه قد رأى ليلة القدر? Now the question is, how do I know it is ليلة القدر? This is a very special night. ليلة القدر لها علامات من علاماتها أنه يرى نورا غير نور الشمس والقمر والكهرباء. Look at this night. It's so special that the one who sees it will see a beautiful light. Very gentle light that is neither the light of the sun, because it's at night, nor the moon, nor the electricity. It's a special light. Subhanallah. Another sign that he might see is he will see the trees making sujood. يرى الأشجار ساجدة. الله أكبر يرى الأشجار ساجدة لله تعالى One of the signs is the real trees. You might look outside into your yard, your backyard, or the street trees, and you will see the trees bowing or in sujood to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's been seen. People have seen that happening. And they would be making sujood to the correct direction, towards the Qibla, towards the Kaaba. Also amongst the signs of Laylatul Qadr, that special night, is that people would see the angels, subhanallah. They might see the malaika. They might see the angels. As we said in Al-Quran, إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالرُّوحُ فِيهَا بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِمْ مِّنْ كُلِّ أَمْرٍ سَلَامٌ هِيَ حَتَّى مَطْلَعِ الْفَجْرِ. So people see the angels. تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالرُّوحُ فِيهَا. In it, the malaika, the angels, and the ruh. Ar-ruh is angel Jibreel. He is known as Ar-ruh al-Amin, or Jibreel al-Amin, alayhi salam. He will come down with the angels to earth, subhanallah. So that at that moment, it's a moment of blessings, because the malaika are all believers. The angels, they never disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why we say that the shaitan, Iblis, was never an angel. He was a Muslim jinn, and then he deviated. He was never an angel. Because the angels, they never disobey Allah. In fact, they are awliya. Angels are awliya. They are blessed. So Jibreel is known as ruh, ar-ruh. You cannot say about Allah, he is ruh. Ruh means spirit or soul. Allah is the creator of the souls. Allah is not like us. He is not a body. Not a physical body that you can grab with the hand, nor a soft body like the light or the soul. Allah is neither like that nor like that. Because Allah Ta'ala does not resemble the creations. But the malaika are created from light. They are soft bodies. You cannot grab by the hand. They're not tangible. Subhanallah al-Azim. So Allah Ta'ala is not attributed with being ruh. The one who says Allah is a soul or Allah is a spirit deviates from Islam, because he likened Allah to the creations, and that is blasphemy. It's kufr. Or even if someone said Allah is a body, or a size, or an image, or he is sitting on a arsh, or has physical attributes, or physical organs, all of that is against the Quran. And the one who says that deviates from Islam must leave that and return by saying the shahadatain. Return to Islam by saying the shahadatain. So some people, they see the angels on the night of Al-Qadr with wings. They hear their voices making tasbih. MashaAllah. How beautiful is that? And one of its signs is that they will see the next day the sunrise is very gentle, very soft. When you see that sunrise, very easy, very gentle light from it, then that is also a sign that the previous night was the night of Al-Qadr. May Allah Ta'ala enable me and you to see it and enable us to make dua in it. Ameen. وَمَنْ رَأَى لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ قُلْنَا نَحْنُ أَنَّ مِنْ عَلَامَاتِهَا أَنَّهُ يَرَى نُورًا غَيْرَ نُورِ الشَّمْسِ وَالْقَمَرِ وَالْكَهْرُبَاءِ وَيَرَى الْأَشْجَارَ أَوْ يَرَى الْأَشْجَارَ سَاجِدَةً لِلَّهِ تَعَالَى أَوْ يَرَى الْمَلَائِكَةَ أَوْ يَسْمَعُ أَصْوَاتَهُمْ ومن علاماتها أن ترى الشمس في صبيحة تلك الليلة المباركة عند شروقها بنورها اللطيف تكون لطيفة. هذه من علامات ليلة القدر. ومن دعا فيها دعاؤه مستجاب. And making a wish in ليلة القدر comes true. Making a dua on the night of Al-Qadr comes true. Whenever you make a dua on that night, that dua will be answered, inshaAllah ta'ala. I heard one of our sisters in Jordan, she saw Laylatul Qadr and made a dua that she sees the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in her dream every night. Until now, every night she sleeps, whenever she sleeps, she sees Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in her dream. MashaAllah. May Allah ta'ala grant me and you that. And if you see Laylatul Qadr, brothers Make sure you make dua for yourself that Allah Ta'ala grants you a good ending, that you die as a Muslim, and that your family dies as believers, and that you are entering into Al-Jannah, that you are admitted to Al-Jannah. And make dua to the Ummah that Allah Ta'ala alleviate the calamities, the extreme hardships that are happening on our Ummah nowadays, the extremes that are going on in our Muslim Ummah. Make dua that Allah Ta'ala makes life easier on the Muslims, on the Ummah in general. Allahumma farrij karba al-Muslimin, warfa' al-bala'a wal-ghala'a anhum, wa aslih dhata baynahum. Allahumma ameen. Wa aqulu qawli hadha, wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum, faya fawz al-mustaghfirin, istaghfirullah. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستهديه ونشكره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد الصادق الوعد الأمين وعلى إخوانه النبيين والمرسلين. Dear brothers, the person should exert effort in preparing for the Akhirah, in doing extra ibadah, and also not after Ramadan passes, we forget about doing the good deeds. You should prepare in Ramadan, in the last 10 days, as much as you can, so that you are ready for when you are buried in the grave, when they put you alone in that ditch, in that grave under the ground, you are ready for the angels that will ask you about your deeds. What have you done? فَهَيِّئُوا الزَّادَ لِيَوْمِ الْمَعَادِ وَحَاسِبُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ قَبْلَ أَن تُحَاسَبُوا وَاسْتَعِدُّوا لِيَوْمٍ لَا بُدَّ فِيهِ مِنْ أَن تَدْخُلُوا حُفْرَةَ الْقَبْرِ وَالْقَبْرُ بَابٌ وَكُلُّ النَّاسِ دَاخِلُهُ. The grave is a door, is a gateway. It's a door and everyone will enter it. وملك الموت لا يستأذن كبيرا كما لا يستأذن صغيرا. The angel of death, he neither takes a permission from you, neither from the elder nor from the young. If his breaths are over and Allah will for his life to end, it will end. So make tawbah immediately, asking Allah Ta'ala to forgive your sins and asking Allah Ta'ala to accept your tawbah and to end your life with al-Islam. Allahumma taqabbal minna, ameen. Allahumma arda an Abi Bakr wa Umar wa Uthman wa Ali wa an al-a'immati al-muhtadin Abi Hanifa wa Malik wa Shafi'i wa Ahmad wa an al-awliya'i wa al-salihin. Amma ba'du ibadallah, fa inni usikum wa nafsi bi taqwallahi al-ali al-azim. Wa'lamu anna Allah amarakum bi amrin azim, amarakum bis salati was salami ala nabiyhi al-karim, faqal inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala an-nabi. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammad kama sallaita ala sayyidina Ibrahim wa ala ali sayyidina Ibrahim wa barik ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammad kama barakta ala sayyidina Ibrahim wa ala ali sayyidina Ibrahim innaka hamidum majid. Yaqulu Allah ta'ala, ya ayyuha an-nas ittaqu rabbakum إن زلزلة الساعة شيء عظيم يوم ترونها تذهل كل مرضعة عما أرضعت وتضع كل ذات حمل حملها وترى الناس سكارى وما هم بسكارى ولكن عذاب الله شديد. اللهم إنا دعوناك فاستجب لنا دعاءنا فاغفر اللهم لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم ألهمنا فعل الخيرات وكل ما يقرب إلى رضوانك يا رب العالمين، واعصمنا من المعاصي وكل ما يقرب إلى سخطك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم اجعلنا هداة مهتدين غير ضالين ولا مضلين. اللهم استر عوراتنا وآمن روعاتنا واكفنا ما أهمنا وقنا شر ما نتخوف. اللهم اجز الشيخ عبد الله الهرري رحمات الله عليه عنا خيرا، واغفر لنا ولمشايخنا ولمن له حق علينا يا رب العالمين. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. وأقم الصلاة.